When your eyesight is at stake, it pays to travel to one of the world's leading eye surgeons. Dr. Johnny Gayton is an author, speaker, Christian leader, and a renowned surgical eye expert. Whether it's cataracts, PRK, LASIK, or implanted lenses, when only the best is needed, see Dr. Johnny Gayton at EyesightAssociates.com.
This is Andy Thomas from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we discover what it means to be a wholehearted man. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, the Devil's Nightmare. Welcome back to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, questions and answers. And this show is so much fun for me. I hope you enjoy them as much as I enjoy doing them. And today I've got such a dear friend on the line with me today, TD, none other than TD. That doesn't stand for touchdown. That stands for Todd Davis. Welcome back to Q&A with Koloff. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Are you there, Todd? Are you there? Are you with us?
Yeah, I'm with you, brother. I'm with you. This is my first time doing this. I'm with you.
Well, you're no stranger to Koloff for Christ Ministries. You're no stranger to me. You might be a stranger to our listeners, but then again, maybe not. But Todd, you, of course, we go back way back. You have any idea how long you and your lovely bride, Miss Dana, and we have known each other? What would you say? What would you guess?
I'd say probably about 25 years.
25 years. I knew there was some time in distance between us. That's pretty amazing. Of course, did we originally meet through a mutual friend by the name of Ed Bowman, did we not?
Yes, sir.
And I was doing some youth ministry, I think, for them, and you were on staff. Is my memory serving me well?
Yes, that is correct.
And then from there, of course, you and Miss Dana have become such amazing. You're part of the prayer team. You're part of you financially support Koloff for Christ Ministries. You're a major part of Man Camp and coming and serving and leading and running the kitchen and cooking all the food. And have you always had, I'm curious, I don't know if I ever asked you this, have you always had an interest in cooking, or that was just something the Lord directed you and led you to do?
I always enjoyed cooking, but the Lord led me to do this and be part of the Man Camp staff. And it's just been a great opportunity for me to serve men and get closer to God as I serve them and see how they're doing through the week and stuff.
Of course, I know I've lost count. I don't know if you've been making a tally, but going back even prior to even Man Camp, even back to the days of Fellowship of the Sword. I mean, you and I have kind of teamed up together for 25, 30 camps, maybe, Todd? How many would you guess?
I'll say at least 25.
Yep.
It's been two a year, and since I think my quest was 2013, if I remember correctly, and I've been staffing them for many years, and then I joined your team because you needed a kitchen guy, so I come and helped you, and all the guys you could pick, you picked me. I ain't never understood that, but that's okay. I know sometimes I can be a thorn in your back.
Well, like Paul, maybe a thorn in my side, but no, but you've been such a blessing. And hey, one thing I want all of our listeners out there to understand is, whether you're serving in ministry or serving your family or serving your job, I mean, we're all a work in progress, every one of us. And so certainly the times we have spent together over the years, Todd, have been, and I sincerely say, have been a real blessing, and spending time with you, and then getting to know your lovely bride Dana. And how long you and Dana been married? How long you have how many kids?
We have 28 years together. This September will be 29. We have a total of 4 children. Two of them is ours together, and I have 2 from a previous marriage. But she claims them just like she claims her own.
And I know in talking with her over the years, and of course she's very gracious to give you her blessing as you come, as you said, twice a year, come and serve for several days. We're so grateful for her. And again, just a part of the prayer team and supporting Cold Law for Christ Ministries as well as the camp. Let me ask you this. If there's a guy out there listening or a wife or a mom's got a son or, a dad or, it's a, hey, I'd like to send my, send him to or them to man camp. Take just a minute. And what would you encourage and why would you encourage them to consider coming?
Well, one consideration you can look at is 5.5 days spending time with the Lord Jesus Christ. And, we ask you to leave all your technology stuff at home and you don't need it there. And where else can you go for 5.5 days? Every day you're spending with the Lord, trying to get closer to the Lord and have instead of believing in Jesus, you have a relationship with Jesus, and this man camp helps you learn how to have a relationship with Jesus. And a relationship and knowing Jesus is two different things. It just really is. My relationship with Jesus has gone far-fetched than what it used to be. I'm still searching him out. I've been doing it for 20 years, and the last 10 years has been great. How he instructs me what I need to do and how I need to do it, and then then I have that better half of mine that says you're not being godly, you're messing up. And I go back and talk to the Lord about it, and he tells me she's been right. And I mean, it's just amazing how he works with me and my wife together. And you need to come. I'm just saying, it's the best thing I ever done. I would do it again. If I felt like I need to, cause it was a lot of fun.
So if I were to summarize what you just said, it sounds like, and you just correct me if I'm wrong, sounds like the camps and both you attending and then coming back and serving over the years has given you the tools just to be a better husband, a better father, a better man. Would you say that's accurate?
Yes.
And so, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But I'm still in work in progress, like you said.
We all are. We're all a work in progress. Yeah.
I have brothers that's never been to the camp, and I'm trying to get them to come. And I'm just thinking, and even the ones that have been with me, when I kind of drift off a little bit, they come and talk to me and say, hey, you know, what you said or what you done, that wasn't right. And so I had to revamp and go do some apologies and ask for forgiveness. And 20 years ago, 10 years ago, I would have never, ever asked any man to forgive me, because I just say, if you don't like it, get over it. But it ain't that way now. I worry about the consideration of my fellow man and the women, my brothers and sisters.
Well, and that's all part of the growth process, right? So that's really what you're referring to. So,
yeah.
And for those of you out there, you know, in listening land, if your curiosity has been piqued by something Todd or I have said, and you just want to learn more about Man Camp, then I want to encourage you to go to mancamp.info, mancamp.info, and you'll see a lot of really a lot of amazing testimonies on how marriages have been restored, how relationships between dads and daughters, or dads and sons, or just so many wonderful stories that are there. So I encourage you to do that. Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com. Would your company, business, or you personally like to partner with me in supporting Koloff for Christ Ministries, The Man Up Show, and Man Up Minutes? Go to koloff.net and click the donate button. You can give monthly, annually, or one time. God bless you for making a difference around the world.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net. and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
All right. Well, it is Q&A with Koloff, Todd. So let's transition and give you the chance to ask me a couple questions. So if you're ready, go ahead and fire away with your first.
Well, I have been thinking about this for several days. I really don't know what to ask you, because I know you so long. And, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay. Oh, boy. Okay.
Put you on the spot. is there a young lady in your life today, these days now? Still.
Several young ladies in my life. Let's see, I got four daughters, and I think a half a dozen granddaughters, but I know that's not what you're referring to, but at least I could have a little fun with you, since you're putting me on the spot, and have a little fun with you. I do have a dear friend. One of my best friends, her name is Sharon, and we've been friends for, over 6 years now. And you know, we enjoy each other's company. I'm not to that point of popping the question, but we spend a lot of time together. We have a lot of fun together. We go on a lot of adventures together, and I'm grateful on a very serious note, very grateful that the Lord's brought her, our paths crossed a number of years ago. So if the Lord were to lead or direct that relationship to become more serious, I think, you know, he'll confirm that for me, he'll confirm that for her. In the meantime, we just take a day at a time, and just continue to really enjoy each other, other's company. And she's like one of my best friends, just like you're one of my best friends. She's one of my best friends. So I'm very grateful, very grateful. Thank you for putting me on the spot.
Oh yeah.
No, it's all good. All right. So what else you got for me? You gonna put me on the spot for like what else you gonna throw out there, Todd?
Well, how do you learn how to scold people when they do something wrong and make them feel like they need to go cut a tree down and bring it to you and say, "Here, beat me up this tree and make me feel better."
Oh, that's a great question. I don't think I've ever been given that. Like willingly, right? Like not instructed to cut the tree down, but willingly. I'm reminded of the old school, right? When the mom or the dad or whoever would say, go cut a switch off that tree and bring it back to me, right? And you're like,
yeah,
really? And then get reprimanded, right? And disciplined with that switch, right? Which is some of what you're referring to, only in this case, you're talking about the entire tree, not just a branch, right? So, Todd, I you know what? I'm going to defer to a real spiritual answer to that question. But God. I mean, he has, I guess, just given me the ability to be able to love on people when they need some correction, which truthfully, as you've learned and I have learned, you know, we need accountability partners. You know, General Jerry Boykin calls them battle buddies, but we need others in our life. You know, Proverbs says, you know, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens the countenance of his friend. There's another proverb that comes to mind, a less familiar proverb, but it says this: open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. That's how one translation says it. Meaning, translation, if I really love you and I see you're out of line, then I need to, in a loving way, bring correction, right? And the Lord used me as an instrument to bring about correction or perhaps rebuke. But the key, Todd, is doing it in a loving way, not a harsh way, but a loving way. So I guess that's why you're willing to go get the tree, cut it down, and bring it back to me. Because, you know, in my heart of hearts, I love you, and I want you to be the best version of you. And so that's why sometimes, you know, like when you're caught on your phone at camp and you're not supposed to be, that you know, I have a conversation with you about that.
Well, we handled that pretty good.
You handled that well. In fact, if I'm wrong, Gary Carruthers, Pastor Gary, like pulled you aside after the fact or something and said, "Wow, Todd, you handled that really." Was that Pastor Gary that told you how well you handled that situation?
Yeah, he said most men couldn't take that criticism in front of his peers, because you've done it in front of everybody.
Right.
You know, and I said, well, I couldn't lie. I said, no, I wouldn't own it. I mean, I was caught dead right. But
go ahead, finish your thought.
But you did bring an old memory to me. It was really a blessing, because that's the way my grandfather was. He can scold you, and you just want to go cut a tree, man, and say, "Here, Grandpa, beat me with this thing and make me feel better."
Well,
I just loved it, you know.
Well, and for all our listeners out there, like for real, like here's the takeaway for all of you out there. What Todd's question is if you have to correct somebody, if you have to, as Bible says, rebuke somebody or bring a reproof to somebody, I have learned the key is to, again, to do it in love, not out of spite. If you have to discipline your child, you know, hopefully you're doing it in a loving way, even though, you know, as much as it might hurt your heart to have to correct them, because you want them to grow up to be responsible adults, right? So, you know, if you have to catch your breath and take a 10 second or 10 minute pause, you know, before you go in and have that conversation with them. One of my children, Todd, used to say what she hated the most was if I sent her to her room was the time lapse between the time she went in her room until I got to her room. but I wanted to make sure I walked into her room and was calm enough to have the conversation with her, explain to her why she was being disciplined prior to her discipline, and her to know Daddy loves you. And the reason I'm having to do this is because I want you to grow up to be a responsible person. Now, as adults, we just want each other to be not only responsible, but the best version of us that we can be, right? And really display as much of God as we can to the world, right? So,
yes, sir.
Well, you have asked some really good questions, Todd. Thank you. I appreciate that. Are we done? I think we're out of time. So that way you can't put me on the spot anymore. So
I got 100 more questions to ask you on the spot, brother.
I'll give you that. Look, I'll give you the opportunity to ask one more question. Okay, come on, because I love you that much. So here we go.
I don't have no more questions. I'm just pulling your chain, brother.
You're busting my chops, aren't you? So
yes. Yes, this is the only time I can bust your chops. When we're down there, I have to listen and follow directions.
Follow the directions. Well, just for public record, you do a phenomenal job serving at Man Camp. You really do. And I know many of the guys that work in the kitchen with you come back and have shared with me just what an inspiration that you are to them, what an encouragement you are to them. And I want you to hear that. I want you to know that. And for all of you out there in listening, again, I want to encourage you, if you're inspired at all and have an interest in learning more about Man Camp, go to mancamp.info and hope to see some of you there one day. And who knows, you make it to Man Camp, you get to spend a handful of days with none other than TD Todd Davis himself and get to enjoy this man of God. So Todd, I send my love to your lovely bride, Miss Dana. Tell her hello. Thank you for being such big supporters.
All right. I sure will let her know.
All right. And thank all of you out there for listening in each and every week and being so faithful and sending in your comments and your questions. And I want you to go out and live a God-filled, God-blessed day today.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
If you are enjoying Q&A with Koloff, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment.
Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
This is the Truth Network.